So Garrett, I have a proposal.
Okay. Shoot.
I think that our podcast needs to be rebranded because it's not very exciting.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Go ahead and continue. I'll listen.
Okay, all right, okay. So I think that we should name it something really exciting, like we saw in the show. So I think we should go with something like Finding Digital, the exciting 60-minute ultimate tour.
Okay. How about I consider that, and while I'm considering it, we record this episode.
Okay, I can live with that.
Okay, cool. Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I'm Shin Garrett.
And I'm Kit Kat.
And this week has issues.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the episode. You can find us on the internet at...
Wait, I think we should explain what the issues are.
Stereotypes are the issue.
Yeah, pretty much.
So again, you can find us on the internet at...
I get the feeling you don't want to talk about this.
They're both not great.
Yeah. Like, I understand O2 in a way. It was 2001.
Right.
People were as awful as they are now, but less woke in 2001.
But sure.
2017, y'all, let's not do this.
I think it was 20... Oh, it was 2017. Okay, you're right.
I'm going to do the snaps, but I don't know if you can hear it that well.
I heard them. We'll see what it looks like in the recording. Okay. All right, let's get this over with. So, O2... Oh, this is episode 40. I don't know if I said 40 or not. That's a big number.
You did not.
Well, I did now. Okay, so O2 is Digimon World Tour Part 1, or in Japanese, New York and Hong Kong, the Battle Royale. Or in spoken in Japanese,
Nai Wai Ku Hong Kong Dai Konsen.
Do you want to recap this episode, or should I? I can do this one.
Okay. You're like, I don't want to touch Atmon.
I do not want to talk about Atmon. And once you get me started, it's not going to stop, just so you know. Okay, so in this episode, the writers introduce racism, and they have the kids go all around the country to meet every racist stereotype they could think of, and talk a country down from war and save the world through racism.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. good job.
Yeah, this episode starts out with people on astronauts on what I'm assuming is supposed to be the International Space Station seeing a quote shooting star, like an unidentified object or whatever, and instead it's the kids inside of Imperial Dramon.
Yeah, Imperial Dramon can fly in space.
Yeah. Which I feel like they should just take the kids and go far away. And just...
Right. Also, they were destroying towers from space, so why did they have to, like, do anything?
I have a lot of questions about that. For example, why... So they are go around shooting all the towers, and then... Which didn't last very long, so that was kind of impressive, I guess. And then they drop people off in different places where there are Digimon, which thank God there's only like less than a dozen places. And apparently most of them are in New York, I guess. But they drop all the kids in one place in America and then they fly to somewhere else, which is like...
Oh, good. You picked up on that too. I had questions about that too.
I was like, he just went all over the world super fast. Why are you dropping them in one place in America? You're like, nah, America's too big. I'm just going to let you fly there, which I don't know where they were and how long it took them to fly there, but flying takes hours.
Right. Okay. I have other issues with this too. Why did they break up the Jogress pairs? Like, why did they not think they don't need them? Like, that's not good.
Well, I think they broke up the Jogress pairs because they needed people who were able to open the gates, which only the D3s can do. So they needed one D3 per pair at least.
Boy, you nailed it, and I didn't think of that, and I feel like a dummy now.
Oh, sorry. Well, I learned you. You're done now.
Okay.
Also, the person they sent to meet Michael, the kid from America, is Davis, who's like only met him once. I don't know. I guess he was supposed to pair up with Mimi.
All right. So are you going to pair Davis up with the person he at least has met or someone he doesn't know?
Yeah, I know. Why didn't he fly to Mimi and then Michael gets there when he can get there? Because they don't even need him, beyond which.
I mean, they didn't need anybody, apparently. Things just kind of resolve themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, yeah. And I think the whole reason that they put them on the plane was so that Davis could meet Michael's dad, who is apparently, like, a Hollywood movie star who actually knows how to fly a plane.
Yeah, that's fine. That's dumb. I'm on board.
And is, like, a dumb cowboy, I guess?
That's fine.
Although, it takes a lot of intelligence and skill to, well, not as much anymore, but like a small private plane doesn't have the same systems that a commercial airliner does in terms of safety and autopilot and whatever. So you actually have to know what you're doing. You have to have been trained well enough that you can fly instruments only, etc. And it takes a lot of intelligence. That's one of the reasons that when you take the ASVAB, the test to get into the military, it's only the people with the very highest ASVABs that get into the Air Force because they're nerds. And also it takes a lot of intelligence and ability to fly an airplane. So why they're treating this guy like he's some dumbass who's like yeehaw and whatever is, I have feelings.
I don't think that, man, it's been a day since I've watched it, so I don't know what happened within this day, but I don't think it was that bad. They're just like, he's the American guy, and he speaks only in English.
Which is fine. He's American. That is totally representative. Not representative is every child in New York knowing how to speak Japanese.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like, on the ranking of things, I didn't think American guy was that bad.
No, he wasn't, but it just mildly annoyed me because I don't like it when pilots are portrayed as being stupid. It's a minor thing I have.
I didn't even think they played him as dumb. He was just like, Davis was starstruck because he knew who he was from the movie thing.
Well, but then later they're sitting on a park bench for some dumb reason. And then he's like shoving his face full of Oniguri, like, oh, what is this? Oh, let me eat.
Oh, that's the cover art for this episode, like, hands down. I already took the screenshot for it. Like, I saw it and I'm like, this is it.
Also, now they are talking to the Digimon and saying, hey, you're just lost. Chill the fuck out. Or they try to.
Yeah, they try.
So they could have been doing that all along. I also wrote, that's so unrealistic, and I don't know what I was referring to because it could be so many things.
I don't know.
And then, yeah, so they get to, most of this episode focuses on, at least the first part, focuses on Davis and Michael going to meet Mimi, who's in New York, and then them sitting on a fucking park bench chilling out.
I mean, they got a plan or whatever.
Why didn't they? I don't know. It's not like they were on the airplane for like an hour getting from.
Mimi wasn't on the airplane.
No, but they could have been. It's not like they didn't have cell phones or whatever. Like, how did they plan to meet her? How did she know?
Okay. In the 2000s, you were not allowed to have your cell phones on the plane.
It's a private jet. You've always been able to do that.
Damn it. Don't bring logic into the show.
Apparently, no one else bothered to, so why should I?
Well, no, because the plan was came up with beforehand by Genai Clone A.
Well, obviously, Genai Clone A is a fucking idiot. So I guess that makes sense. Let's all just sit on a park bench for a while. And well, also, I think
that was the meeting spot.
They were in Miami? Is that where they were trying to say that Davis? Not Davis. Well, I guess, yeah, where Davis was meeting Michael.
I guess. I don't know. They were there for so short of time. It doesn't matter.
So they flew from Miami to New York, which I think is, I mean, at least a couple hours. I think it's like 4 hours down the seaboard, but I haven't.
That's probably one of the long... Oh, no. From Miami, no.
No. I don't know how long.
For some reason, I thought they were... I would have assumed they would have been in California, because then Hollywood, actor...
That's true, but it didn't look like California to me, but I don't know.
And that would have been one of the longest continental flights.
Yeah, that is a long one.
It's
okay, so it's 3 hours from Miami to New York.
Okay. I don't think it's Miami, though.
It's 6 hours, I think, from, like, Northern California to New York. I'm not sure how long it is from, like, Los Angeles or San Diego. Probably longer. Depends on the air currents, too. But anywho, I also wrote killing his own kind. I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Oh, the tree attacking the other tree, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, yes. You're right. Sorry. That is 100% what that was.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Mimi's here, though. There's at least something not awful in this episode.
Yeah. And her parents are like, we moved here to get away from this. Oh, shit. Where'd our daughter go? She escaped out of our car and we didn't even notice. Like, good
look,
parenting.
I mean, that's fine. But they care.
I guess I understand more why Mimi is such a goddamn airhead now. If her parents were like sitting in the car and didn't notice the door opening, all the noise outside, and her then closing the door and running down the road between these cars, like, it's really lucky that she survived to early adolescence at this rate.
There's worse things in this episode.
Oh, death. I'm just going to talk about all of them. But anyway, so they like, get a message from one of the New York chosen children who's like, please help me, I'm in trouble. So they go, and I assume they're trying to say they're in Rockefeller Square, whatever, where there's that giant skating rink with the big old tree.
Yeah, that's what they... Did they not say that? I swear that's what they said.
I mean, maybe they did. I didn't write that down. I just assumed that's what it was, so if they said it, it would have just confirmed it for me. But anyway, so there's a giant tree, Digimon, beating the freaking bejesus out of the Christmas tree.
Right.
Also, thankfully, there's...
Because it's Christmas.
There's no people here to get murdered, which I think is extremely unrealistic. Anyone who's been to New York would agree with me, I think. Yeah. And then it's diversity cast time, and they have the black kid, the Hispanic kid, the Native American kid for some fucked up reason. Then a white guy, maybe he's Jewish, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then eventually they suck all the Digimon back into the computer. And then I was like, wait, did Vibon go in there too? Because I couldn't see him anywhere.
I don't know. It's just one big animation. The whole thing's dumb.
Yeah. And then Mimi's parents find her magically in New York, even though there's like an entire movie, one of the middle Home Alone movies, where they're trying to find their child in New York and can't do it.
All right. Well, hang on.
It's so, really hard.
But they saw Lilimon in the air and they're like, wait, I know this flying thing that is possibly a Digimon. And they followed it.
So she... Well, I mean, unless they were following her directly, in which case they should have gotten there a lot earlier than they did, because Lilimon got to this fight much quicker than the parents did.
I think Lilimon flies faster than the car drives.
So then they might not have been able to keep sight of her, in which case they were just guessing. But if they saw all the Digimon get sucked into the computer, I would have a lot more questions than he did.
Probably. I mean... I don't know. This is like the bottom of the list of things that bug me about this episode.
I'm just going chronologically.
That's fair. Hey, Mimi's hair isn't pink anymore, at least.
That's true, yeah.
That choice has been reverted.
Natural color. I totally didn't even think about that fact, but that is true. Yeah, and then they switch to Izzy and
Kari. She has a pink version of Izzy's laptop, like, exactly, too.
Well, I mean, I think it's supposed to be like a Mac, which I guess you're going to pretend. So obviously these kids are like higher economic status, I assume. At least in America, that's what that means. I don't know about other
maybe
countries.
I don't know. So yeah, that ends probably the...
Wait, I think she's always had that, because I kind of remember that from the other movies, that everyone had those laptops whenever they showed it. And I remember a pink one.
Maybe. I don't know. I noticed it here and now.
Excellent observation skills.
You don't gotta be sarcastic about it.
Oh, I wasn't. I was saying. Good job noticing.
So anyway, that's probably the better part of the episode.
Yeah. Somehow.
I mean... I'm thinking about it. I'm like... They had a diversity, but... I'm trying to think if they said anything.
No, that's true. No, this next section where Izzy and Kari go to Hong Kong is horrendous.
Yeah. I think the first part is pretty much mostly fine.
I mean, it's offensive, but it's only, like, lightly offensive. It's not like anyone is doing any weird stereotypes and, yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that is just the, we need to fill the cast with... I don't even want to say that because I feel bad saying it. But like, it's like the 90s thing of filling the cast to having of a diverse cast, which is having one of everything.
Yeah.
I feel so wrong saying that.
I mean, they didn't have any disabled kids. They didn't have any... I'm trying to think who we missed. I guess they figured... They'd already got Asians covered. It's also really weird to me that the Japanese children who star in this show do not look stereotypically Japanese, but the Hong Kong kids look stereotypically Asian. Like,
yeah.
At that point, the Digimon kids should be like, holy shit, I think these animals are radioactive. Because we clearly have morphed away from what everyone else in our part of the world looks like. We're probably going to die really young.
Anyway, moving on from this uncomfortable thing.
Yeah, well, and then it's three boys in Hong Kong who are defending Hong Kong.
Yep.
And they're wearing, like, I don't even know what you call that. There's a word for it, but I can't think of it. Karate gear, karate outfits.
A gi?
Yeah, yes, I think you're correct. That's what it is. Which is obviously what everyone in Hong Kong wears all the time in 2001. And they, Yeah, then they have a hard time communicating with them, even though everyone in America speaks Japanese.
Yeah, that was the worst plot point.
And then Giant Tentomon, I forgot what he's called, but he's like...
Alter Kabuterimon or Mega Kabuterimon, depending on which version or whatever.
If you can speak your feelings, they'll understand you.
Yeah, that was a sentence that he said.
Yeah.
It said. I don't know if Tentomon identifies.
Yeah, who knows. And so then they have to rush off to the Hong Kong-India border.
Yep.
Which... Yep. And
it's a shame we used the arrival joke last week.
I know.
It wasn't even a joke. It's just a shame we brought it up last week.
Sorry about that.
You should have known about the future.
Where this Indian girl is holding off the entire army, I guess.
I think they're just at a standoff. I don't know.
And, yeah, so then they have to somehow figure out how to tell the army that the creatures are intelligent, because that's going to help. So the Octopomon? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh, wait, hang on. We got to back up.
Octomon.
I want to talk about the bad thing where all three of the Hong Kong boys instantly have a crush on Hikari.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, no backstabbing.
Yeah, that's fucking garbage.
Yeah, a little bit. And they're all excited because she says, ni hao, and CC.
That's, man, I hate that so much.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it is nice if someone who doesn't speak your language tries to speak your language. That's nice.
Not the problem that I have.
I know. I know, but it doesn't make you instantly fall in love with people. And just because she's a girl.
That's more the problem that I have.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It would be nice. That's what they don't have. They do not have any sexual orientation diversity representation. Everyone appears to be straight. Although, on the other hand, I'm super fucking thankful because I do not want to see a stereotyped gay or lesbian, which is all they were going to put on there if they put anything at all.
Yeah.
And I don't think that they even knew that trans people existed in 2001, and they certainly wouldn't put kids television show, because God forbid children know about something that might apply to themselves and others.
I'm just silently nodding my head, which is awful radio, I know, but
it's terrible. Anyway, so then Octomon sprays the they're not kanji in Chinese, I don't think, but the characters, I don't know what the word is, the characters for Ni Hao, and then they're like, oh, they can talk. And so then the army men organize themselves into the same characters to say it back.
Yeah.
And then they, I guess, let them go, which sure feels like what the military would do, any military ever.
I think there's some more additional off-screen talking explaining the situation. But like... So, like, okay, so that's fine and all. Here's my thing. Take the laptop and open a portal over there.
Yeah, what the fuck? Just do it. It's not like it's going to suck anybody else in. Like, what's the range got to be? Come on now.
Because I don't think they've established that there's only certain points that you can open a portal at from laptops. Or if they did, I completely missed it.
I don't know. I really don't.
So, if that's in the, I can't think of the word I would use for that, lexicon, lore bible, I don't know.
Sure, sure.
then I guess that's fine. But surely there was probably also a portal in India. Like, if not, that implies some awful things about what the creators think about infrastructure in other countries, which therefore trickles down to other things.
Well, TBH, there's a lot of parts of India where that might be true. And it doesn't... I don't know. But...
Right, but not certainly all of it.
Well, they also represent the girl from India, who I don't even think gets a name, does she?
Do any of them really get names?
The American kids do.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did.
But the Indian girl speaks Japanese, I think, because she talks to them.
They dropped the language issue, like, as soon as it happens.
Yeah.
It just kind of fixes itself.
I'm wondering if that's a commentary about how Japanese people feel about other people in Asia not speaking Japanese. Like, maybe that's a more common issue. Maybe they just sort of expect, you know, quote-unquote foreigners from further away not to speak Japanese.
I do not know.
I really don't know either. It's all very interesting. In a gross way. Yeah, so they solved that problem. And then I stopped taking notes, so I think that's the end of the episode.
Yeah, they go back and they put the Digimon in the portal. And then Mummymon possibly abducts a child.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, he at least makes a friend, because there's a small child who's like, I clearly don't know that a one-eyed, weird-looking, gray-skinned giant thing is not human. I mean, good on him, though, for not making assumptions about humans and what they would or would not look like.
I mean, that's fine, but I can't picture anything good happening out of this.
No, I don't think so either. Unless, I don't know. Yeah, no, I can't either. Never mind it. I rescind my unless.
Yeah, this wasn't good.
Nope.
There's two more parts of this.
Like, if this was written by, like, 12-year-olds, I might have a little less feelings. Even then, I'd be like, maybe we should teach our kids better.
Right. Yeah. It's not good. Like, going back, like, is there, like, a... Like, what would be a good example from, like, circa 2001?
Of diversity?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't watching much television in 2001, so I have no idea what was even on in 2001.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't have an answer either. I do think this could have probably been also a lot worse.
Oh, apparently people think that the original The Fast and the Furious was actually pretty diverse. Star Trek is always relatively diverse.
Kind of. They try more, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's kind of it.
Okay. Still, I do think it could have been worse.
I mean, deaf, but maybe
thinking back,
shouldn't...
I'm like, were there any like bad vocal stereotype tics? And I can't think of any off the top of my head.
Well, certainly not ones that we use here. I don't know if they...
Right, that's true. Right. So, there's that. Yeah, I don't know. I really don't, because, like, all you would have to do is just, like, portray them as just people. Don't feel the need to stereotype them to show that they're from a place. Right? That's kind of the lesson here.
Yeah, which I guess they kind of do in New York. The Latina's not, like, super Latina or whatever, you know? But then also it's, like, kind of the way that the one that really annoyed me was the one who apparently is supposed to be Native American being dressed in this, like, kind of stereotypical, quote, Indian, unquote, you know, leather outfit, and I was just like, could we not?
Right.
That is like so dumb. But I mean, they're Japanese. They've never been to America. They don't actually know. They're just mirroring back what America says about America, which is totally fair because how are they supposed to know?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I kind of end up on the thought that it's like they were choosing to use the appearance for what they had with the short time with these characters to convey where they were from, to give the sense of quote-unquote world tour or whatever, which I know is the English title, but whatever, they're going around the world to do stuff even in the Japanese version, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
So, like,
I think what it is that it's distasteful when diversity is introduced as a novelty. And,
okay. And that's like exactly what this is. It's just going to be three episodes of novelty.
Yeah. And that's why I feel that this is gross. Again, like looking back at 2001, I think that was done all the time. So I don't know that we can take our sensibilities today and grade the show in its own time. Like now we can say this is wrong and problematic, right, and like, hey, maybe let's not encourage this in any future shows. And maybe this isn't the show that we'd want to show our kids, or if we did, we'd be like, hey, FYI, like, this is a thing that they did in the 2000s. It wasn't great.
Right.
But,
I'd be curious to see what a good version of this looks like.
I mean, I think they would. First of all, we would not have American Indian kid dressed as American Indian kid.
Okay. Yep. So fixing the outfits is an obvious.
Yeah, and the Poe brothers, like, having a communication issue might be through the whole thing or nowhere.
Right, that was extremely inconsistent.
Yes, and the Poe brothers would not fall in love with Kari for having a vagina.
I feel like I hated that part most. And I don't know if that's correct or not.
I don't think it's correct or incorrect. Many of these things are problematic. That's the one that really struck you. That's fine. It doesn't say anything. I don't feel it says anything bad particularly. But then I also think there would be... I mean, Hong Kong is actually a relatively diverse city in a lot of ways. And like, if they're going to Paris, they didn't do this, but if they focus on Paris in the next episode or two, it should, I bet you it will be all white looking people. I guess white if you're American, but it would be European descendant people.
Right.
But the truth is that a lot, even in the 2000s, a lot of people from like the Middle East and Africa are in France. And so you would have representations that actually mirror the population of that country and not just our like stereotyped idea of what that looks like. And you wouldn't have Asian people who look Asian but don't look like the main characters. That might be a thing also. I think that's how I would have it in this case. Does that answer your question?
Sure.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to say about this episode?
No.
Okay, cool.
It's an episode.
It sure is. And honestly, like, just from an episode perspective, I don't know if it was all that interesting. Like, the whole interest of the episode was just showing us different characters. And we didn't, like, get to know any of them, really. They don't have, like, lives that we find out about. It's just like, here's a character, here's a character, here's a character.
Yeah. I think they just wanted to have this set of episodes just to bring in and show that there's more DigiDestin or whatever. Like, I feel like that's the sole reason for it. Cause like, why else? Cause like, you have Genai clones giving the O1 kids ability to access, ultimate forms again, which I have issues about how Lilymon was treated. Cause like, I feel like that should have just been able to been taken care of by the one Digimon that is a higher level than the rest of them. But
I know they were like, actually you, because we want to introduce a bunch of characters here, you're going to be, you know, secretly not allowed to take care of this one tree.
Right. Well, so like, I don't know, like, power creep is a thing that happened in this episode with that, and that seems kind of dumb. Because, like, Cherrymon was just taken down by getting, like, knocked... Well, it was attacked by a bunch, but Cherrymon and Lilymon are the same level, so that should have been fine.
Well, and I think this episode could have had a couple of compelling storylines. It could have been from the lost Digimon's point of view, like, just getting suddenly transferred here and having no idea what's going on and seeing this other tree as, like, a competitor and trying to attack it and then being attacked by all these other Digimon and being like scared and not know what's happening and then being like talked down. Well, I mean, it would have been better if they talked him down instead of beating him down, but anyway, one way or the other, and then being like, oh, everything's actually okay, I'm get sucked back to my home and get to go back to my friends. Like, that would have been a really interesting narrative to tell. Or you could have done one of the kids from one of these places having the experience of like, oh my gosh, it's my turn and my Digimon's here, which is so exciting because I really haven't spent that much time with them, I'm assuming. And, you know, not knowing what to do on my own and like trying to fight this creature, like maybe trying to talk to it, that doesn't work, and then I'm like scared that it's gonna hurt people or whatever, and like fending for myself, and then finally I get some reinforcements and it's so exciting to be able to like be here with my friends that I just met, I guess, you know, like that would be another interesting storyline,
right?
But it just takes a lot more effort in the writing than, hey, here's another kid and another kid and another kid. It's just like palette swapping children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should just talk about Akmon now. I went off this roller coaster.
All right. So the Akmon episode this time, well, mine says it's called Ultimate Four Returns Cloud's Challenge Letter, but I don't think that's what it said.
This one says the Ultimate Four, once again, Cloud's Written Challenge.
Ultimate F? No. Cloud no 挑戦状.
Yeah, something like that. You want to, did you see, did you hear, did you? Or should it be app you see, app you hear?
I don't know.
App you tell us what you?
I don't want to.
Well, tough luck, because it's your turn.
Yeah, I know. All right, so there's a chain of, I'll take care of this one, you go on ahead until Haru gets to the end.
We don't actually see that yet, but...
Right, the Haru part at the end doesn't happen yet, but for the rest of them, that's what happens three times in a row. So then Rei fights Biomon for a bit, does some trickery and wins. A middle part happens with Ari and Beautymon.
You're not even gonna bring it up.
And then a part with Astra and Fakemon happens, and those kind of play out, and kind of just everybody wins at the end, and then next time it's gonna be Haru and whoever, Charismamon, the leftover one. And Rei almost finds out who his brother is, because his brother is now turned into an Atmon baby. But then Cloud's like, no, you can't tell.
Well, I think it was Charismon that does that.
No, someone does. It doesn't matter who.
Biomon. You've said enough.
Yeah. Whatever. And that all happens.
Yeah.
And, like, the Ray part's the good part. The Astra and Ari parts are kind of awful.
I would say you don't need to qualify that. I think it was just awful.
No, the Ray part was good.
Yeah, and but you said the other parts were kind of awful. I don't think you need to say kind of. I think they were just awful.
Oh yeah, they were awful. Yeah. The Ari one was bad for beauty mind reasons. And the Astra one I think was just bad character work.
And it was also, well, I guess it wasn't like necessarily sexist, but it had some feelings of that, just I think rubbing off from the beauty mon part.
No, I can see that. I don't think it came into play during it though, and I think it was just more bad character stuff with Astra.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying that, like, I think there was, because there was so much bad taste from, like, flavor or whatever from the beauty mon section, then it felt like they were continuing some of that stereotype. Like, if I know you're sexist, it just colors everything that you do.
That's fair. The Ari thing was dumb.
Yeah, in a lot of ways. I actually thought that the Biomon, Hackmon, Ray section was good. I mean, it starts off with Biomon's like TLDR, I'm not monologuing for you. And that's great. It's great to see a villain who is not going to do that, because that's such a trope. Done to death. Everybody does it. And he's literally like, you'll die without knowing the details.
Yeah.
It's like, good, good. That's great. Taunt him. Don't tell him anything.
Yeah, but although, then it's also his undoing, because then he's taunting and then he just gets hacked or whatever.
Well, kind of, yes. He is... Yeah, they still get him because Revivemon revives. Also, has he always said Revivemon whenever he comes out?
I don't know.
I kind of love it. I don't know why.
But yeah, and then Ray and Hackmon are just savage as fuck.
Yeah. What is his... So, Hackmon, Revivemon has this attack called Saverstrahl, and I have no idea what that's referencing.
I don't know either. I probably would have remembered the first time it showed up, because it explained it then.
Did it?
Yeah. It's just called, it translates loosely into just saver beam.
Interesting. If you try to look it up on Google, it says, did you mean Sarah Strahl? Did you mean David Strahl? But then the first link is Revivemon.
Yeah, I think it's just... it's a beam that can save, but also destroy.
I don't know what Strahl is referencing.
Well, again, the loose translation is just to beam.
Interesting. Okay. Also, it appears to be a company that makes beverageware.
Okay.
Like glasses. So, interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, the Ray part's good, and then he kind of just tortures Biomon for the remainder of the episode.
Yeah, I wrote that Biomon should have established a safe word before he began this whole endeavor. Did not.
Yeah, and Ray has a line that's like, yeah, I let the other kids go on because they're too nice for what I'm about to do.
Yeah. Which I like, think is cool. Son. I'm like... Yeah, like, fuck yeah. He's an anti-hero and he's really playing it. I was like, this episode's going to be really good. And then I saw Beautymon. I was like, ah, fuck. I was really hoping this episode was just going to be Biomon.
Ray might low-key be, like, the secret best character.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good. I mean, sometimes it's like, all right, kid, we get it. You're edgy and cool. That's enough. But I thought the first thing out of your mouth was going to be triple hack, because it was like, He's like, double hacks him, and then he says, I'll never tell you, and he's like, is that so, or whatever, and then he's like, triple hack, and it's like...
I mean, it's not five keyboards, so it hasn't topped Battle Programmer Shigrase.
Okay,
so,
well.
I did make note of it, so like, you're not completely wrong. I definitely made note of triple hacking.
Yes. Yeah. So that part was actually really good. I thought it was well written, interesting. I mean, Bioman is taunting Rey really effectively, but then it turns out that Rey's kind of just using him and playing into the role so that Revivemon has a chance to do his thing so that he gets loose and then the tables turn. And that's really smart writing. I really liked that. I was engaged in that. And I'm so fucking disappointed with the rest of this episode.
Right, man. And like, okay, so also, Biomon finally does get destroyed, and Rey gets the Biomon chip. So I'm calling it now, and I promise I did not look ahead.
Uh-huh.
But, wow, okay, sure. I didn't, but the fucking Ultimate Four are going to be used to make the current, like, Revivemon and them evolve again.
Props.
And I'm like, God damn it, what the hell is Beautymon going to do to Dokkamon when they evolve?
God, I don't even want to know. I hope that one accidentally gets broken and they just never ever use it again. Revivemon, not Revivemon, whatever Dokkamon's, Gray Wolf, Wolf, Gray, Wolf.
Ojamon.
Sure, that one. He'll realize that he's stronger than, you know, if it helps him find his feminine side, maybe I'm okay with that. Or if that thing just breaks and he realizes that Ari is a strong, independent woman who doesn't need to fuck with gender norms to, like, be strong and true to herself. Because I feel pretty grossed out by this whole Beautymon section.
It's not good.
Not even a little bit. She says going outside without makeup on is like going into battle without armor.
Okay, I have a thought to make this possibly slightly less worse.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, so let me pitch this to you. So what if the comparison was made was that Beautymon was everything bad about the idol culture that Ari is a part of?
Okay. That would save this. Except that, well, yes, okay, yes, I'm with you. Because, I mean, she gets tempted by it.
Right.
And that would be interesting if she then overcomes it.
Because then that kind of contextualizes Beautymon's attitude towards the things, where it's about that, about, you know, using makeup or whatever and all that stuff. And then it would have to play out different, but then the victory comes from Ari rejecting that and just being like, no, that's fucking dumb. Or whatever. Like, come up with a better solution. I don't know. I'm not a writer.
No, I think that's great, actually. I would be super into
like,
that.
No, here's what you do. Okay, so we rework around when the idol voting comes around, and this is the central conflict of it.
Yeah, that would be amazing. If she's like desperately wanting to be the top idol.
Fuck. And I should have wrote the show.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Garrett, that's actually really smart, and I love that. I'm super extra disappointed in the show now, but I really like your idea. And she can. It would be so great if she like rejected it for herself, but then was like, you know, it's okay. Like some women like makeup and that is totally fine, but you don't have to have makeup to be a woman.
Right. Like, I don't know. Like, the compromise was like use some and not all of it or whatever. I don't know. You can figure out the details later.
Yeah. Or like sometimes is okay, but like all the time is okay. Sometimes is okay. Never is okay. Like,
makeup. There's not a right answer
would be the
resolution to that.
That would be amazing, but we don't get that, and I'm super hating this.
I'm sorry that I gave you like the good version of this.
It's okay. And I also think she looked, first of all, not that much different, which is kind of true.
I also agreed with that. There's like some blush.
Fucking like, weird. It was not better in any way.
Yeah, no, but checks out.
Which is like, great. That's exactly what they should have been. I was like, oh, this is perfect. They're going to be like, she doesn't look different. Dokkamon would have been like, you look fine. You look the same. It, like, what, none of this is, you know. And then Beauty Mon would be like, no, it's, you have to have it. And she's like, it doesn't make any difference. But nope, what we got instead was like, I look amazing. Oh my God. And then she gets dunked on with the water and it goes away. And they're like, no, your sparkles are gone. Oh my God.
But
oh,
okay. Okay. God. So
first of all, you would not lose sparkles because they are the herpes of the craft world and the makeup world, and they will stay on you for fucking ever. So she did not lose her sparkles. I promise you.
Okay. Well, fair. I feel like we do need to point out the part where there's this whole mirror mirror thing.
Ugh, this and, is so bad, though.
All right. We just got to point out that even without the makeup, it still went to her. And that's got to be
because
something.
Because she's young. That's the whole thing.
Wow. Okay, fine. You win this one.
It's so upsetting. It's so upsetting.
I wanted to be like, well, at least... like, it didn't change when she didn't have makeup. Like, that's gotta be something.
On one hand, I agree with you. You have a point. The problem is that we've already had Beauty Mon talking about, don't look at my wrinkles, and you're just young, and whatever. So it's very clearly it's because she's young, and that's some ageist bullshit.
Okay.
And she's, like, literally the evil queen from Snow White. Who, by the way, I looked up, and the 1930s, I want to say propaganda, but that's not the word I'm looking for. Promotional material for Disney Snow White called her Grimhild. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Fact of the day.
Yeah, so the part with Ari is bad, except if you accept my new headcanon.
Which requires changing a significant amount of the show around.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I wonder how that would work out. I almost want to diagram that out.
I mean, go for it. Then they go to Sham Mansion, which I think is an amazing name.
Oh, yeah, for Fake Mon. Yeah, I don't like this part either.
No.
This
part's also... just pathetic. Fake Mon was my favorite character the last couple episodes. He was doing some really great stuff, and this time it was just like he was just phoning it in.
He almost won, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, all he would have to do is turn off his projection thing before the last line, and, like, that would have been it.
Yeah.
But we also shouldn't have even got to that situation in the first place. Like... I disagree greatly at Astra's reaction to this.
Yeah. Believing that his friend, Mos Def, is getting beaten and he has to go back to her. Also, I would run. Why is he like zombie walking to this thing? If you think your friend's in trouble, move your ass. Like,
yeah, like I don't get it.
I also don't understand why they left Musum on there when at the beginning of this, they're just going to walk into the hall, and then Gatchaman puts his little thing down and sees that there are bombs. Like,
right.
He should be the one fighting Fake Mon because he can look up information on the internet and know what's actually happening. Like, who in their right mind is like, oh, let's put someone who doesn't have that ability in with this person. It was
because
inevitable.
Cat.
I know.
Cat.
What?
They have to face off with who beat them previously to get revenge.
I guess so.
And you have to have the protagonist fight the leader.
Could we just break the mold once and not have that happen?
Did you really think that was going to happen?
No.
Well, that's why. No, this it doesn't fit in like any of Astra's character. I hate this.
No, it really doesn't. This was stupid.
And it's kind of bad because, like, it's totally the masculine thing of having to save the damsel, which is also awful.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, but that's the thing is, like, I don't know if he would have gotten so zombified over Rei or Haru.
Right. And, like, that's also a problem. It's like, because I think this, like, retroactively makes earlier Astra development bad. Yeah. Because then you could imply that instead of him and Ari growing closer, it's him growing feelings towards her instead. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And I'm like, first of all, I think they have a fairly large age difference between them.
Second, fuck that.
Yeah. Like, couldn't we just have people who are friends? They're not even going to show romance stuff anyway because it's a kid's show. They're just going to do, like, the Power Rangers thing where he gives her a rose and they share one kiss where their bodies are completely far away from each other. Say they're going to go on a date and that's literally all the romance you get in the entire show. Like,
okay, yeah, I vaguely remember that.
It was a big deal when I was a kid because I was upset about it, but...
Okay. Yeah. Remind me to show you a thing afterwards.
Uh-oh.
I mean, okay, that can be your reaction to it. I don't think it should be, but...
Okay, well, I wasn't sure what you're going to show me.
So yeah, I hate this Esther part almost more than the Ari part, honestly.
It's all bad. It's all bad.
Yeah, I think Musimon gets shafted.
Yeah, I mean, he's not able to do anything. His friend chooses hoes before bros, essentially, and that's, we all know that's wrong. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And even, like, before, like, when Aru was like, I'll stay behind, Astra's like, well, no, but he's like, you better not lose then, and then this happens right after. I'm like, god damn it.
Yeah, like, he actually believed she was going to lose. I know, I didn't like that either. I thought he was being, like, you know, jokey, confrontational, and then it turns out, no, he really thought she was going to lose, and, like, you're a woman. God forbid you have any ability to care for yourself.
Yeah, I don't like this.
We can't trust you to be independent. It's important that you don't vote. Ugh, ugh, ugh.
Did anything else happen?
I threw up.
Oh.
And that was the end of the episode.
Okay.
I didn't, actually, but I felt like it.
That's fair. It was like one third good. The Ray part was good.
Yeah, the Ray part was good. I would watch that again. The rest of it, I could leave. So which episode did you like better, Garrett?
You go first.
So... I think, so here's my dilemma. Appmon, like you said, one third, great, exactly what I want in a show, would be really excited to see this continue. Two thirds, just throwing my computer out the window. And O2 was all mediocre bad from a time when I expect more of that. So it was like less offensive in a way because I don't expect as much of them, but also more boring. Can I pick just the one third of Atmon that was about Biomon?
That's fair.
That's what I pick.
I'm gonna pick that too.
Yeah, the rest of that can go jump.
Yeah,
off a cliff or run into traffic or receive a strongly worded letter from me. We'll see.
Okay. You can find the show on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there are links to Twitter, iTunes, a bunch of other stuff. You know, all that jazz.
On Stitcher, you guys. This is great. I didn't actually manage to watch it on Stitcher because I forgot in the interim, but I will this week successfully. Okay.
You let me know how watching that works out.
Yeah, I will.
Is it, I think it's haiku time. Do you have a haiku?
I do. I have a haiku. Usually I make one comment. This comment was overarching about what watching Atmon was like. Not what you think it is, but fake, 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 fake. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Hajime is me.
Okay.
I just summed up the episode.
That surprisingly got some layers.
Yeah. versus my other haikus.
No, I'm just like the like who actually is Hajime. That's a good thing to throw in there.
Yeah.
The Digivolution deserves better than this.
Garrett, will you do me a small favor?
Sure.
Can we play out the end of this episode with Make America Great Again by Pussy Riot?
Hey. Fine. Fuck it. We're already so far deep in politics.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, so that's probably been overlaid at this point.
Yay!
I don't know what the fuck else to say at the end of these episodes anymore.
I think that's good. I think we could have just stopped there and had the them play us out. We don't have to even say goodbye. That's sufficient for me.
All right. Fuck it, let's just stop this. Let down the people in. Listen to your women. Stop killing black children.